It's a story that never gets old. Year after year, as we read these scriptures and we hear that story of in those days a decree had went out, and we all begin to see Mary and Joseph heading towards Bethlehem, her heavy with child, and we wonder, why did God do it that way? Why did God choose to bring a Savior of the world through this woman and her husband who were going off to the small town to be taxed? And I think about the world that they knew. This was a taxation because of the Roman Empire trying to determine who everybody was and how they could get the money. It was a time when their land was occupied. It was a time when here, pregnant with a child, due at any time, they had to travel. And, okay, they didn't have airplanes. Luckily, they didn't have to worry about delays with airplanes. They didn't have buses. They didn't have any form of travel that could get them there swiftly. They didn't have hospitals. They didn't have all the things that we know. So they may have walked most of that way. We always have a donkey. Don't we always have that donkey with Mary riding on that donkey? And that is not a very comfortable ride all those miles to Bethlehem, because they had to be there to be taxed. So you might say that the world had a little bit of darkness in it. Herod was king at that time, and Herod was not a very nice man. And next week we learn a little bit about how not nice Herod was. Herod was not a nice king, and he used his power to kill people. The darkness just seems to be growing in the land, and we wonder, I wonder, why God chose this way, chose this baby, chose this woman, chose this man to be the stepfather of this baby who would save the world. And the baby didn't get born in this beautiful palace or in this hospital, but in the best place they could find in a town filled with people who were getting taxed, getting a census. But then the whole scene shifts, and we see the shepherds. How many visualize that whole shepherd scene with the shepherds there and the sheep and maybe some goats and a really good fire. Right now we could use a really good fire. A really good fire. And they're probably talking about their day and maybe who's going to go out and check and make sure there's no wolves around. And suddenly, it's a sudden inbreaking of this angel into their life, into their world. And they hear this amazing good news. And all I can think is in those darkest of nights, when the lights suddenly come on, like after you lost power and the lights come on, when the power comes back, it's that sudden, oh my goodness, look. Or when the fireworks go off in a dark, dark night and you see this brilliance in the sky. They saw this brilliance in the sky and they were terrified. They weren't expecting anything that looked like that. But God gave them such good news. And they went. How many of us would go? Oh, before they went, can you imagine what that multitude looked like? Can you imagine what that multitude of angels looked like? You know, a heavenly angel chorus hanging out, singing praise to God. And suddenly the darkness of their lives, so much lighter and brighter. And they had to go. They had to go to see. They had to go see that baby. And so they went. And everyone was amazed at their story. Everyone was amazed at their story. But why do we gather here on this night? Why do we gather to remember this story? It's because we believe. We believe in the baby who grew into manhood, who died on the cross so the world might be saved. We believe in the love that God has for us, that God sent his only Son, so the world might be saved. We believe that the darkness cannot overcome the light of Christ. We believe that God will win, that love will win. We believe in everything that is symbolized here on our Chrismon tree. We believe in joy, hope, peace, and love because we believe in the God who loves us enough to come to earth in a time that was a little bit dangerous and dark to a woman who was not anybody special at the time until God said, Mary, it's you. Mary, it's you. And God will say that to each of us. It's you. Now, we might not have to birth a baby, but we may have to do what God calls us to do, to be light into the darkness of the world. Christmas does a whole lot of things to a whole lot of people. Because the world is real. Death is real. Sickness is real. Aging is real. And we get to that place where we wonder. We wonder, is this story real? Is this real? Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is real. The world would like us to believe it is not. The world would like us to believe that the things of the world are so much better than what God offers us. Because God isn't going to offer us a Tesla. God isn't going to offer us a nice house. God isn't going to offer us the best computer or cell phone. The God isn't going to offer us the best video game or the best toy or the best piece of clothing that we ever wanted or the best purse. What God is offering us is the best thing that we can ever have in our lives, which is love. God is offering us love in relationships to one another, in relationship to God, in relationship to the world. And I want you to think about when you gather around tables this week, this month, as you have gathered and shared and had special recipes. Janet had to talk about my special recipe. That's the bread's rising in my house right now. The special moments that you realize it's the connections, even the connections to the loved ones we've lost, to the stories and the memories that make us laugh and smile. The thing that matters is that in-between space. That's where the light dwells. That's where the light dwells. When someone we love remembers us and they hadn't remembered us in a while. When we get surprised by the gift of flowers or a visit or those special cards that show us those people that were this big are now this big, and we get excited. We haven't seen them in years, but the card reminds us of those connections. The world will come and go. Powers will come and go. Emperors will reign and fall. Kings will reign and fall. Queens will reign and fall. Governments will reign and fall. But Christ our Lord, the one who came to us as a baby in Bethlehem, he will come again. And the world will be transformed. For God so loved, so loves the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We need to believe in the light of the world, because the darkness cannot overcome it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.